Southeast Alaska's wolf population could decline in the next 30 years, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. One part of the population located on and around Prince of Wales Island could even die off completely. But that doesn't mean the wolves warrant a place on the federal endangered species list. In late August, Fish and Wildlife denied a petition to list Alexander Archipelago wolves as endangered or threatened. That population includes all of Southeast Alaska. Erin Knoll is an endangered species coordinator with the Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska.
Endangered is the species in danger of extinction throughout all of its range or throughout a significant portion of its range. And then threatened is the species in danger of extinction in the foreseeable future. So it's not just like a little less endangered, it's what does it look like in the future. So for Alexander Archipelago wolf, the service did not find that the species meets the definition of either threatened or endangered.
Fish and Wildlife estimates there are around 2,200 Alexander Archipelago wolves alive today, living mostly in Southeast Alaska, with the remainder in coastal British Columbia. Knoll says Fish and Wildlife's ruling is notable because it's one of the first times the agency has relied heavily on Indigenous species knowledge to help inform a decision.
Indigenous knowledge holders played a big role in the information in the species status assessment by helping us fill some pretty big knowledge gaps.
Like where the wolves in the northern part of the region tend to frequent and what they like to eat. It's the third time the agency has declined to list Southeast wolves as endangered, and that denial vindicates the longstanding position of state wildlife managers.
We've always maintained that the populations in Southeast are not endangered, at a risk of going extinct.
Ryan Scott is the acting director for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation.
The other extenuating factors, you know, forest practices, other resource uses and climate change that were noted in the petition, we just have not seen that translated to a reduction in wolf numbers.
And Scott says Southeast communities and resource users, quote, overwhelmingly condemned the petition to list Alexander Archipelago wolves as endangered. Tim O'Connor is one. He's the mayor of Craig, a town of about 1,000 people on Prince of Wales Island. Earlier this year, O'Connor signed a petition opposing the designation.
It would have curtailed almost all logging activity in the forest, as well as I believe it would have endangered the ability to subsistence deer hunt and hunt as we do or have for years down here.
O'Connor says he got the sense that the push to list the wolves came from outside the state.
It's just an attempt at somebody from another state trying to regulate Alaska because they destroyed their own backyards and now they want to mess around in ours. I do oppose that kind of opposition.
The Center for Biological Diversity is a national conservation nonprofit and one of the petitioners requesting the wolf population be considered endangered or threatened. Cooper Freeman is a representative for the Alaska chapter. He says the denied petition is a disappointment.
We think that Department of Fish and Game's management objective of 150 to 200 wolves is not sustainable and that their population estimates aren't credible. And we're just absolutely concerned about the state's aggressive push to increase old growth logging on Prince of Wales. And, you know, as threats from old growth logging by the state, unrestricted hunting and trapping and climate change escalate, this is one of the key tools we have to fight for the wolves.
Freeman says his organization is still reviewing the impacts of the decision and doesn't know if they'll appeal or submit another petition in the future. But he says the concern remains. Scott, the state wildlife conservation director, says the denied petition to list Southeast wolves won't immediately result in change to the state's management.
But we're always changing. You know, as we learn more, we will adapt our management to better address wolf populations. But as of now, what we're doing is working, and we're not seeing, a decline in wolf numbers based on our current management strategies.
Although the wolves haven't been listed as endangered or threatened now, Knoll, the endangered species coordinator with Fish and Wildlife, says petitions do bring to light the issues with declining species and can help prompt conservation and restoration efforts.
Nobody wants a species to be listed as threatened or endangered, right? Like that's the worst case scenario that we've gotten to there. So what are things that we can do or work with others to stop that from happening?
And she says the decision doesn't bar the wolves from the endangered species list forever. Anyone could petition Fish and Wildlife to list the Alexander Archipelago wolves at any time in the future, and the process would begin again. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.